What an encouraging night we have had already. And I think that my heart's been blessed, and I trust yours has as well. And I believe that there's another testimony that we can share this evening. Is Phyllis Huebner, would you like to share something as well, Phyllis? Go right ahead.
But it's kind of hard to go back at least 58 years. And as we've seen the pictures and as we've been talking about this, and my mind has just been, I just was thinking I should start writing down some things. But anyway, we're not charter members. We're charter members with the Dickersons, although we were under Pastor Sook a little bit, too. And it's just a miracle how we've seen things grow. We've known your family and your mom and dad before they were married, and it's just so many things and so many people to thank. There is so many people to thank, and I'm just so appreciative. And some people, you know, got to leave the church because they don't like the music or something. As long as the word's preached, we'll be here unless the Lord comes. So I don't want to take your time, and thank you very much.
Amen. Well, this whole day has just been a wonderful time of worshiping the Lord. And I know that this evening we've already had a great time of doing that. And my desire is not to preach a lengthy message and give you all an opportunity to nap, but rather just to focus on the faithfulness of God, which really is what we have been doing already. And as I was thinking about this weekend and praying about what would God have to share for our body this evening, what would be an encouragement to us, I just thought, you know, there's not really anything else to say except just to focus on what God has done and to look at how He has worked and then to look forward to the future and what God will continue to do. And I know that there are so many in this body who have committed so much. And as we watched the video tonight, it just reminded me again. A few weeks ago, I watched Bob Koster down in the hallway as we renovated those elementary bathrooms. And there was Bob Koster working away, taking care of the ceiling tiles. And then a couple weeks ago, Lanny Jezowski's out here painting. And lo and behold, we saw pictures of Lanny Jezowski painting. And the fact that God's faithfulness doesn't end, and our prayer needs to be that our faithfulness would never end either. As long as God gives us breath, that we would continue to be faithful. And that's just the single thought that I want to give to us tonight, is the fact that we must be faithful because God is faithful. As long as God is faithful, we must also continue to be faithful. Paying off the mortgage and having this mortgage burning ceremony today is not an end, but it's a continuation of the faithfulness of God. And it ought to be the continuation of our service as well. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 gives us those two thoughts in one verse. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Those two thoughts go hand in hand. The faithfulness of God and the faith that ought to be then demonstrated in our lives. And as I think about that, I can't help but go back to just a number of verses of Scripture. And if we were to take time tonight, there are many more even that you would share. But just listen to some of these verses. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Psalm 89, 33 and 34. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from Him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Isaiah 25, 1. O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah 49:7. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and His Holy One, to Him whom man despiseth, to Him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and He shall choose thee. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. These are just a few of the many verses of Scripture that continually bring this wonderful attribute of our great God before us. He is faithful. And today, that's really what we are celebrating as we burn the mortgage, as we look back and all of the things, the history of this church. And we are focusing simply on a history right now of the buildings. But think of all the faithfulness that God has demonstrated. And the history of the lives that have been changed and the people that have been touched since that first church was started back in the 1940s over on the corner of Cherry and Bayless. We'll never know the impact in eternity that God has done through the people of Calvary Baptist Church. And that truly is where God has demonstrated His faithfulness that we can talk about tonight. Through the people and through our lives. And we can look at people who have been here for many of those years and say, God has used them to be faithful. But it is because of His faithfulness that we too can be faithful. And I'm encouraged by that. I'm encouraged by the fact that God is faithful. But when He calls us, He also demonstrates His faithfulness. All of those verses that I just read to you are from the Old Testament. Verses that dealt with God's covenant with His people and the fact that He was faithful to His children Israel. But what about in the New Testament? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 says this, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Because He called us, He promises to be faithful to us. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Has God called you to be a child of His? Has God called you to be one of His followers? Then He promises that He will be faithful in your life. I love 1 Corinthians 10:13, which tells us there is no temptation taken you but as such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. God is faithful. He calls you. He keeps you. We serve a faithful God. But not only is He faithful, He desires for us to be faithful. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, a verse that we are familiar with. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And as I think about what God has done in demonstrating His faithfulness, He has given us much to be stewards of. He's given us these physical facilities. He's given us our lives. He's given us breath every day. He's given us opportunity to support missions around the world, as Pastor Paul was talking about already. God has given all of these things for us to be stewards of. And what does He expect in return from us? He expects faithfulness. And I hope that tonight we will continue to be faithful. This today has been a great day of celebrating God's faithfulness, but also recognizing the faithfulness of this body of believers. My prayer for Calvary Baptist Church is that we not sit back and relax and say, well, God, we finally got it done. It's paid for. You did a great job getting us going, and here we are. And let's just take a break because this has been quite the journey. Let's just relax for a little while. No, that's not what God has for Calvary Baptist. He says, I'm going to continue to be faithful. Now you be faithful too. And as we think about the faithfulness of God and then our faithfulness in return back to Him, I want to just encourage us. These are things we already know. But let's continue to be faithful. Faithful in giving our time back to Him. It seems that society and life just continue to get busier and busier and busier. Doesn't it seem that way, or is it just me? I remember as a kid being in this church, and we already talked about those work nights and showing up, and I picked up a lot of trash. I think that was my skill in life. At one point in time, I almost wondered if maybe I should go into being a garbage collector because that was my job when I came up here. I got to pick up sticks and pick up trash and pick up whatever people left behind. And as a little kid, I remember thinking, man, we have as many people here working on the church as we do showing up on Sunday morning. This is great. God is faithful and His people are faithful. But time isn't getting any easier for us to commit to God. Boy, isn't it a challenge to show up your once a month commitment to grow, that one night a month. You've said, I'll be faithful to grow. Isn't it amazing how many things can come up for that one night? Let's continue to be faithful in the giving of our time. Let's continue to be faithful in the giving of our finances. That's really a great testimony, watching that mortgage burn today and knowing that that was paid in full. We know that God can pay that. But He uses us to do that. Let's continue to be faithful in our giving and recognizing, God, the finances that we have, they're a gift from You. We give them back so that You can use them to continue Your work both in here in Midland and around the world. Let's continue to be faithful in our families. As I think of the people of Calvary Baptist Church, even the names that were mentioned today, we have so many families that have just faithfully been here at Calvary and served God and trained others to do so. We just a few weeks ago had our child safety policy training. And I think back to some of the people who are still Sunday school teachers and still work in the nurseries who were there 20 years ago and 30 years ago and 40 years ago. Talk about faithful families. God wants us to continue to be faithful in the raising of our children and the families here at Calvary Baptist Church. Let's not quit. Continue to be faithful as well in your ministry here with Calvary Baptist Church. This should not just be a place of worship where we come just to be fed spiritually and to give glory back to God. That is our primary goal. But it's also a place of service. God doesn't want us just to come and worship Him. He wants us to serve Him as well. And let's be faithful in our service. I so much appreciate Pastor Paul. He's not as young as he used to be. But does he faithfully serve God? Absolutely. I hope that when I am his age, if I can make it to your age, Pastor Paul, I hope that I can faithfully be serving God as well. But there are so many others, and Calvary Baptist Church has given a legacy of people who just faithfully have served God until they no longer are able to. What a wonderful testimony. And let's be faithful with fellow believers as well. I appreciate the testimonies of people even tonight. We've heard from those who've been here for a few weeks to those who have been here for a few years, quite a few years. Let's continue to be faithful in our fellowship with one another, in building this body together. It's not just that we have a nice social gathering, but our fellowship with one another is really about edifying the body. We read from Hebrews 10:23 earlier that says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for faithful is He that promised." The next verse says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." God's desire for us in His faithfulness is that we then be faithful back to Him, and that faithfulness involves one another and our relationships with each other. And so tonight, I told you I wasn't going to take a long time, but I wanted just to bring all of these thoughts together from this day, a wonderful day of worshiping God. We today have seen the fact that God is faithful, and we have seen the fact that God uses us. If we will be faithful to Him, He uses us to accomplish great things. And we're so thankful for that. I think of a story that I heard once of an elderly lady. She didn't have much in life. She lived in a run-down old house, but God provided for her needs, and He met her needs. She only had one problem in life, and that was the mean old man that lived next door. And this man, he just was wicked. He wanted to prove to her that there was no God. He knew that that's what her life was all about, and he wanted to prove that there was no God. Well, one day as he was leaving his house, as he walked down the sidewalk, he noticed her window was open, and she was kneeling in her room praying. And so he crept up next to her house and listened in her window and heard her pray, "God, You know that I'm out of money now, and I'm not going to get another check for another week, but I really need some groceries. And God, would You please provide for my needs?" Well, for this guy, that was all he needed. He jumped up and ran down the street to the grocery store, brought some milk and bread and lunch meat, came back and put the grocery bag there in front of her door and rang the doorbell, and then went and hid by the side of the house. Well, of course, you can imagine this lady's delight when she opened the door and there was a bag of groceries. Her prayers were answered, and she jumped up and just started praising God. "Thank You, Jesus, for providing for my needs. You just answered my prayers." And the guy jumped out from beside the house and said, "He didn't answer your prayers. I gave you those groceries." She was so busy praising God, she didn't even hear him. And so he hollered at her a little louder, "Hey, I want you to know, your God didn't meet your needs. I met your needs. Your God doesn't exist." And she stopped praising Jesus and she looked at him and said, "Oh no, you're wrong. Jesus met my needs. He just had the devil pay for it." I think that's a great story. Just as a reminder, we remain faithful to God. We'll encounter obstacles. We'll encounter those that are going to say, hey, you know, Calvary Baptist Church, you know, it's done good things in the past. Or Calvary Baptist Church, it's old fashioned. That's not the way you do church anymore. Or Calvary Baptist Church, you know, there's a lot of nice people there and stuff, but they're really just, they're a thing of the past. You know what? God is faithful. And as long as He is faithful, we ought to be faithful as well. This morning during the service, I got a text message from a fellow believer here in our community. He attends another church. But he mentioned to me, our pastor said that Calvary was burning their mortgage in the service this morning. And in his text message, he says, I just want to praise God for what He has done through your church. You are a blessing to our community. And I thought, what a great testimony. Even people that don't go to this church still know and appreciate the fact that God is faithful here. And He is faithful as we, His children, demonstrate faithfulness back to Him as well. Well, I trust that this can be an encouragement and a blessing to you tonight. There's so much more to study on the faithfulness of God that we could go for another hour. But we've spent plenty of time already worshiping and praising God. Would you just bow your heads with me as we close tonight? I want us just to take a moment and in our hearts, just between us and God, we've worshiped Him publicly, corporately, we've praised Him. But I'd like you just to take a moment just to thank God for His faithfulness. And then after doing that, I'd like you to take a moment just to recommit your life to say, God, You have been so faithful to us. Help me to be faithful to You. Would you do that right now? Lord, tonight, we thank You for this building, these facilities that You have faithfully granted to Calvary Baptist Church. We continue to commit them to You and the use of them to You. But Lord, we know that without the people of this church, these facilities would be an empty shell. And Lord, we thank You for those here who have demonstrated faithfulness for so many years of their lives and set examples and testimonies. I pray that each of us tonight would recommit ourselves just to being faithful to You. Lord, I know that when I came here just as a boy back in 1979 over on Cherry Street, what a wonderful church that was, and to be baptized over there and to see people saved and just the excitement that there was in this body of believers. And then to watch the building projects take place and new facilities go up and be constructed and part of the what You were doing and all the people that were faithful in that. Lord, that was just such an exciting time to see how You continued to do that. Lord, today has been an exciting day. What will the next 10 years hold for us, Lord? We don't know, but we know that You are faithful. And we pray that You would help us to continue to look to You and to commit ourselves to being faithful to You in return. We pray these things in Your precious name. Amen.